From the studio that brought you Miracles from Heaven and Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs comes a timeless tale about faith, friendship, and the importance of believing in yourself. Affirm Films and Sony Pictures Animations The Star arrives for the first time on Blu-ray, DVD, and digital with special bonus content features like Starioki, where you sing along with Bo and friends. Visit the website for more resources for you and your family at thestarmovie.com. Also, be sure to engage with our special Faith All Year Round Children's Sermon study from Devon Franklin, discussing the themes of the film and how to keep the spirit of this inspiring story alive in us every day. Get your copy now. Go to thestarmovie.com today.
This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Your host, Felice Gerwitz, is an author, a publisher, and your radio show host. She will encourage, educate, and inspire you with answers to your most pressing questions, from homeschool, marriage, parenting, and much more. Felice loves to equip moms to live a Christian life because every moment counts. Be sure to visit her website at mediaangels.com. And here's your host, Felice Gerwitz.
Everyone, and welcome. This is Felice Gerwitz with an episode of Vintage Homeschool Moms. This is episode 256, Capturing the Heart of Your Spouse. I want to thank our sponsors, which make this show available for free to all of you. And we really appreciate all of our network sponsors. And our network sponsor is Affirm Films and Sony Pictures Animations. And in particular is the movie The Star. And it is now available for you to watch at home on Blu-ray, DVD, or digital. And there's some bonus features and everything. And so we're excited that there are Christian films out there for kids that are being produced by mainstream media companies. And there's also children's sermon study from Devon Franklin that discusses the themes of the film. So that's going to be available. For more information, you can go to thestarmovie.com. And thanks again to our sponsor. All right, ladies, are you ready to capture your husband's heart? You know, fall in love all over again. In this episode, we're going to explore the meaning of love as we age and how to be sure your love is fresh and reviving your love. And so, you know, as I share this, I kind of think, you know, most of you are probably doing okay in your relationships. I've been married to my husband for longer in my adult life than I was, you know, before I married him. I married him at, I believe I was 23, and, you know, been well over 30 something years now. We got married in 1979. And so when I look back, I look at my love of my husband when I was younger and how much I love him now. And yes, it's a different type of love, but I love him more now than I did then. I want to thank our sponsor, and I just so appreciate all of you. Well, I've been married since 1979, and sometimes I feel like I'm part of another person. I don't even remember who I was before I got married. You know, as I shared, I spend most of my entire adult life with him, so it's easy when we feel like, you know, we've been taken for granted, and they also feel the same way. Are you excited when you see your husband? Does your heart begin to beat faster? Why or why not? And these are things that we need to think about and to explore. And I wanted to really work on ways to renew my relationship with my husband. One of the reasons is that my children are now no longer babies. My youngest is going to be 18 this year, and my next oldest is going to be 20, and my next oldest from there is going to be 23. And then I have two older children in their 30s. And there aren't a bunch of little kids around anymore. There aren't all of these distractions. And now is the time where I can go out to dinner with my husband and not worry about getting babysitters, or, you know, all I have to do is let the kids know. And most of the time, especially these days, they don't even get home from baseball practice until about 7 o'clock at night. So we're already having later dinners. So my husband and I could realistically go out to dinner and be home before they even get home. And yet there are times where we just hang out and we just talk and we just enjoy each other's company. And so I started thinking about that and thinking about, you know, how many times I talk to people that are struggling in their marriage or have been through horrendous divorces. And I started looking at that and saying, okay, so what have we done differently in our relationship and what could we improve upon? Because nobody's perfect, right? So the first is I try to make a point to look nice. I didn't always do this in my earlier homeschool days. In fact, often it was a miracle if I even put on makeup. And I applaud my daughter because she never wore makeup, and even in college, you know, until my niece came over to do a makeover. But she always put on her makeup in the morning. And I've done that more so now than I did when I was a younger mom. And that is important. And my husband always tells me how nice I look. So the first is to look nice. Yes, you can flirt with your husband. It's allowed now. And dress up in some way, not the same old comfy sweats and the big t-shirt. Wear something nicer. And yes, it can be comfy because I'm all about the comfy clothes, but it can look nice so that when your husband comes home, you are looking nice. And my husband these days pops in at who knows what time. I don't always know his schedule because either they're done with the job early or he may have a home inspection and comes home earlier. So he's always popping in and out. So, you know, he can very easily catch me looking my worst. So I try really hard to wake up in the morning and get that makeup on. And so I can start my day, you know, not worrying that somebody's going to come to the front door and I'm still in my PJs. And yes, that has happened. The second is take the time to look into your husband's eyes when he talks. Ladies, we're often multitasking. Okay, correction, I multitask. And we appear distracted. So how much will your husband notice? Mine notices to the point of asking me if something's wrong. Okay, so it's pretty bad. So that's why I'm sharing this with you. Maybe you're like me and you're talking to your husband and you're doing 12 other things, right? And often they come home and the kids are around and there's a lot of noise. And so one of the things my husband did was, you know, give our kids a hug and tell them that he would come outside and give him 5 minutes with mommy, and he was going to sit and talk to me before he went outside. And because they were really excited to have him come play with them before dinner, and it was great for me because I got everyone out of my kitchen, which is another pet peeve of mine when I'm cooking. I don't want a bunch of people underfoot. And again, I applaud my daughter. She has kitchen days where she allows her kids to help her cook. God bless you, Christina. I couldn't always do that. And so he and I got to sit and talk. So when I would look, you know, stop everything and actually give him the few minutes, you know, because the kids are going to come back in and get him if he's not out there, then, you know, I want him to not ask me what's wrong. The third thing is make a special meal for him. You don't have to do it all the time, but if you know what he likes, make it for him. Like for one thing, my husband loved chicken and gravy or pot pies. And that's a lot of work to make from scratch. It's not so hard anymore now that we have pressure cookers. And even though I had one years ago, it was such a big, huge, heavy thing. And it was such a mess to make a whole chicken pot pie. But that's one of his favorite meals. And so if you don't know what it is, ask. Do you know my husband and I went through about 10 years of marriage, each thinking the other one liked vanilla ice cream as a favorite ice cream? Come to find out, we both like chocolate ice cream. I actually like, you know, something with chocolate and nuts or, you know, some kind of chocolate chunk something. and he likes plain chocolate ice cream. Well, why did we think we liked vanilla ice cream? Because a lot of the desserts I made were like other favorites of his, chocolate cake or brownies. And so we would serve it with a side of vanilla ice cream because chocolate and chocolate was a lot of chocolate. And so I just thought it was the most hysterical thing where we went out one time and, you know, it was more than just a soft serve that, you know, you could get all kinds of different flavors. And we were both shocked that we both really liked chocolate ice cream. So, you never know. Ask your husband, you know, what is your favorite meal? And you might be surprised. Number four is to listen. Yes, this takes time, and perhaps your husband doesn't talk much like mine, although through the years he talks a lot more. And a lot of times I think he didn't talk because he just enjoyed asking me questions and allowing me to go off on, you know, half an hour discussions. And listen when he's talking. This can be a killer because my husband's very deliberate when he talks, and it takes every ounce of effort sometimes for me to allow him to finish telling me what he wants to tell me. Sometimes we want to fill in or help him out and, you know, just be quiet and listen. Listen. And the last is to be affirming. Thank him. You know, that's sometimes one of the hardest things that we do. One of my friends posts these wonderful dinners her husband makes for her for the world to see. She affirms him. She thanks him for being married to her. She tells him that these are the best years of her life. And it's a wonderful witness to what a marriage can and should be. Maybe you're a private person, but still, behind the scenes in your own home, allow your husband to know how much you love him. You know, leave him notes, give him cards, give him hugs and kisses. All of this goes a long way. Ignore the oohs from your kids. It's the best example you can show them about love. I mean, my kids still walk in to see us kissing. That's how it should be. They should see that as an example of what it is to be married for all of these years and to still love the person that you're married to. Yes, it takes effort. Yes, it takes time. Yes, sometimes I have not liked him very much, you know, because I've been upset about something. But we get over it. We talk about it. And one of the best advices I can give you, and we did this so often in our married life, especially at the beginning, and it, you know, is I'm very, very strong-willed, and I'm married to a man who appears to be easygoing, but he's really not. When he digs his heels in, that's it. There's no moving him. He's a mountain. And so he would just say things to me like, well, when you're done crying, I'll talk to you. You know, he had four sisters, and so he wasn't very sympathetic to tears. And so, you know, I would say I want to talk about this because I don't want the same situation to happen again. And things that were upsetting to me, like one of the biggest things was work. He would say he would be home at a certain time and then would be home hours later. And it wasn't that he purposely wanted to do that, but that was the worst was during the weekends when I thought we were going to get to go do something. Like for me, it was getting to go to the beach. Now, he hated the beach. So, you know, that should have taught me right there that not a good thing to want to do with your husband when he hates the beach. You know, even going to these out of the place areas that we knew about. And I love the beach because I grew up coming to this area as a kid on vacation. My dad fished, we had a boat, and I loved this area. So that was really difficult for me to have to say, you know what, let's not plan anything. And he would say, no, I'll be home at this time. And invariably an hour that should take to finish something turned into 2 or 3 hours. So once I realized that, you know, more than likely he wasn't going to get home as early as he wanted to, you know, it wasn't that he didn't want to, it was just work ended up being like that. I realized that, you know, in conversation and in talking about it, that it wasn't that he was doing it on purpose. And sometimes situations like that can fester and brew. And, you know, we keep thinking, well, they're going to change or they're going to, you know, do what they say. But a lot of times, ladies, it's out of their hands and they really can't help it. So the best thing was when he worked on a Saturday, we made no plans. If by some chance he would get home early, I would have a list of things that we could do quickly. You know, by the time he jumped into a shower, I could have chairs and towels ready to go if we wanted to go to the beach or do something else. So knowing that, preparing for it, and making plans just in case worked a lot better. But that was like one of the hardest things as a newly married person, where I didn't know a lot of people in town. And I went to work, I was a teacher, and came home early in the afternoon and, you know, and looked forward to the weekends, which sometimes I ended up having to spend alone, you know. And so I had to learn quickly what was going to work and what wasn't and adjust. And we do that all of our lives, right? You know, we do that so that we can get along, but we always, you know, we always talked about it and we didn't go to bed angry. And that's probably, you know, the best advice I can give you. Although my husband would say, okay, I'm wrong. Can we go to sleep now? Which didn't really help the situation. But I realized, you know, if he's exhausted, he's not going to be able to talk about it. And I would quickly go through some points and he would agree. And then we would be done and move on and maybe talk about it more the next day. But ladies, you know, we can be very instrumental in our relationships. Sometimes they are broken beyond our repair and we need help. Other times, you know, the Lord can work these miraculous things out in our relationships. And so much of it, in my case, has been dying to self and allowing God to take over, especially where I was lacking. Thanks so much for listening. You can find the show notes on Capturing His Heart on episode 256.
Thanks for tuning in to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Visit Felice at MediaAngels.com and TheVintageHomeschoolMoms.com. Vintage Homeschool Moms is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.